First thing I have to ask is, what was the feeling like around the offense as you guys were, you know, making that second half come
up? I think guys believe in one another, and you know, we've done it before, and we stuck to the plan and just tried to execute it one play at a time, and you know, we put some good drives together and we scored and gave ourselves a chance.
And what was the difference in the second half from the first half, do you think?
Just a fast start. We know we moved the ball on first downs, and McGee ran the ball well all day. You know, he got these big chunks for us, and we just, you know, as far as everything else, we just needed to execute better, and I think we did that at the end.
Eric, what was your reaction when the coach announced he was making a change at halftime?
It's a coaching staff decision. I guess they made the choice, you know, because of production. And as a wide receiver, as anyone on this team, you just stick to your game, and you got to, you know, stick to what you got to do to help this team win.
In fairness, it seems like that brings an energy. Certainly the stadium, the fans feel it. Do you guys feel it?
There was some energy, you know, especially when we got the momentum going there. We got the first score, and defense got a stop for us. And, you know, we got, you know, that big turnover, and knew that we were going to go in and punch it in again. And I think that energy, it was felt, and you know, something we have to, though, as a whole team, keep from the first quarter all the way to the end. We can't just show flashes of it. We have to be consistent with that.
Earlier when you first came in, you bought some time and threw it downfield. You broke it loose, and you guys just missed connecting on that.
Just missed. You know, the ball just flew away a little bit. I had it in my hands, and I was trying to turn and land on my shoulder, but I wasn't able to, and the ball, when I hit the ground, just kind of popped out.
Who do you expect to be the starting quarterback against the Dolphins?
I think that's, again, a coaching staff decision, but when we go in on Wednesday, we're going to, you know, see what we need to correct and what we need to get better at, and we'll talk as a team when that comes.
When you lose a game like this where you were trailing, you almost came from behind, you darn near won, does it leave you energized or more depressed?
Yeah, you know, it's tough when you leave it on the field and you come just short like that, but I know that we have it. You know, we have the heart. That's the biggest thing we've shown. It's just now figuring out a way to be consistent in all three phases, and we have the talent as well, so it's just a matter of breaking through, getting that first win, getting some momentum, getting a couple wins, and I think it's all going to fall in place after that.
I don't know if you saw the two-point conversion to Brandon, but it was right on the money in his hands. Looked like the DB made a great play.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the replay. You know, he made a great play at the end there to come back with a one-handed catch, unbelievable. So definitely keep throwing to him because he's a playmaker.
Eric, it seemed like, I don't know, maybe this happens when a new QB comes in, but you guys are getting out of the huddle a little faster. It just seems like you had a little more pep in your step, so to speak. Is that what happens when a new guy comes in?
Well, I think, you know, as an offense, the first half, we're kind of almost embarrassed. You know, when you get booed off the field, it's embarrassing. You have that bad performance. So I think a lot of guys wanted to go out there and not quit and fight and prove that, you know, we are good. We are, you know, we can be among the best if we play consistently. So I think that was the main message.
How tough is it now? You're going to the bye week, heartbreaking loss, and then now you got to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait. You know, you never want to wait. You want opportunities, but at the same time, we know that we need to rest up a little bit, get guys back, have some depth, because that's one thing we know we lack at some positions, and really clean up and correct what we need to get better at, and that's going to be a good week next week.
What adjustments do you guys have to make as receivers? I mean, obviously, Kyle throws right-handed, Tim's left-handed. You know, it's a guy who doesn't throw you a lot of balls. What adjustments do you guys make?
Well, you have to, you know, get more rustling, like you're saying. Coming from the left side, it is a little bit different. The spin's different, so you really have to focus on the football. I think the timing portion of it, with a lot of routes are timing-based, and we need to work that in practice as well. And I think the more experience you get, the more comfortable you are with the quarterback, so that's the biggest